Do you expect it to be weird to look at James Harrison on the other side of the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, I mean, it's already different watching film and seeing him in a different uniform. I'm sure he'll have his black visor on and we won't be able to see his face too well.
Do they use him similarly to the way you used him?
Well, they're a different defense, so no.
And apologize for being late. Why did you miss most of the time?
I had just a personal issue I had to deal with, thanks.
Small thing?
Yeah.
How do you feel about having Dwyer back?
No, it's good. It's good to have a brother back, and we know that the type of player he is and the work that he puts in, so it's good to have him back.
Dwyer wouldn't criticize anything that happened in the Rush game on Sunday, but what can he bring? What can he add?
Well, he adds the Jonathan Dwyer effect. You know, he can be the best running back that he can be, and we'll see what that is this week.
How long does it take to adjust to a new center? Obviously, you have some time available in the last game, but I'm sure it doesn't come as simply as just
right.
That.
Well, it is going to take some time. Get as much work as we can in. We're off to the side today in between periods trying to work on silent count and just different snaps and things. So I think if we get good work in this week, we'll be just fine.
You expect to see some time with Fernando as well getting in here?
Honestly, I don't know. It's up to coach and to see how fast he can kind of progress. And as a natural center, we'll see if that's what how fast they want to move him along.
Right now, it's a priority to get as many snaps as possible with Kelvin.
Yeah, and just getting comfortable with it. That's obviously the most important part to every play is getting the quarterback the ball. So that's what we're going to really emphasize and make sure we have down pat.
Are there any adjustments you have to make in terms of making calls when he's a newer guy?
Nope. He knows his stuff, and he'll be just fine.
Ben, your opinion on Sunday, what happened and why changed looking at the video or getting a little bit removed from it?
The best part about being removed from it is we can put it behind us. Obviously, we didn't make enough plays. We didn't play well enough. And, just didn't get it done, point blank.
A lot of optimism heading into that game. Surprising, and is that at all confidence threatening for this group?
No confidence threatening. Just, we expect to win every game, no matter who we're playing or where we're playing. So we obviously had high expectations going into that game, but this is the NFL, and it's any given Sunday. And when you don't play very well, then, you're going to get beat.
Then what was good on Sunday? What can you build on?
A lot of things. We know about it in here, and we've coaches talked a lot about it. We've watched it on film. We put it on boards, and we'll build off the things that we know we need to keep improving on.
What about the Bengals front four? What's special about their challenge?
Well, they're some of the best defensive linemen in the game. They know how to get after the quarterback. They stop the run. Pressure on the quarterback, a lot of high-energy guys, high motor. So it's a big challenge for us as an offense and for our O-line.
Ben, one thing that Ryan Clark said he took some comfort in that people were sticking with the routine, doing the same things as far as preparing. He said if it was any different, he would have taken that as guys panicking. Do you kind of look at that the same way, that like staying the course is the way to go?
Absolutely. It's week one. We lost the game in week one. Yeah, we didn't play very well at all on offense, but there's no time to panic right now. Let's get ready to bounce back. The AFC North is all even. Everyone's tied at the top of the lead. So we'll all see what irons it out after this week. I think the Browns and Ravens play, I believe. So it'll be someone at the top at the end of this.